This is an exclusive presentation from Federated Media, Unholstered.
Hopefully you're having a fantastic weekend. Welcome on in here to Unholstered. Thanks for hanging out with us right here on WoWo. My name is Kayla Blakesley, and I'm just one of your hosts here on Unholstered.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sophia Rosales-Gatina. I am a captain with the Fort Wayne Police Department, and welcome back to Unholstered.
Speaking of welcome back, we have some new faces and some old faces here in studio for today's edition of Unholstered. Before we get to that, I do want to remind listeners, because we got a lot of folks heading out of town for vacation for the upcoming holidays, that you can download the Unholstered podcast anywhere you download a podcast. Maybe you're going to be on the road for 2 or 3 hours. What a great time to listen.
Yeah, and if you go into last year's episodes, you can catch a lot of insight and ideas for the Christmas holidays to stay safe, both physically and keep your house safe if you are traveling out of town.
Yeah, we're going to get into some of those as well coming up here on Unholstered, as we usually do. Just great tips to pass along as we're all Christmas shopping or heading out to do our shopping and ordering things online. Exactly, exactly, Sophia. Well, I say we've got some old faces and some new faces in studio because we are getting an update on Tinsley, the therapy dog there within the Fort Wayne Police Department. So, Sophia, who'd you bring back in for us today?
Well, before we get to that, I just want to say we're just taking a quick little break from our normal holiday tips and things for you to stay safe, because we've just had such an enormous outpouring of love from this community, from this program that we're doing. And Lisa, Officer Woods, I should say, is doing a phenomenal job. And she's brought in a special guest for her that's really helped her along the way. So go ahead and introduce yourselves.
So I'm Officer Lisa Woods. I am the community relations liaison for the Fort Wayne Police Department, and I am the handler for therapy dog Tinsley. And I have brought with me today my main trainer, Bill Johnston. He is my next-door neighbor, and I am blessed, as well as Tinsley is, to have him on our team. He helps me anytime I need him with Tinsley. He is at my beck and call pretty much all the time whenever we need him. So I am very grateful for him.
And of course, we also have Tinsley in studio.
Yes, Tinsley here in studio enjoying a collagen chew. Quietly.
Being quiet, I might add. Exactly.
That tail's thumping pretty hard.
Wouldn't even know it.
Bill, could you kind of give us a little introduction of you, who you are and what you do and what you've done?
I'm Bill Johnston. All my time is spent training dogs these days. After I retired, I got into that seriously about 12 years ago.
What did you do, Bill?
I was a contractor. I also used to own Oak Tree Woodworking Supplies. Got out of that. Finally got to do something I really like, which is train dogs. And I got into search and rescue with Indiana Search and Response about 8 years ago. And been doing that still with my older shepherd. That pretty much brings you up to date until Lisa moved in next door, you know.
So how long have you two been neighbors?
5 years, almost six.
Okay. So then, Lisa, you meet Bill and you're like, oh, you train dogs. No, okay. I mean, how did this even come to fruition that Bill was going to train Tinsley?
Well, he's actually helped me not just with Tinsley. I think it was a match made in heaven, to be honest with you. We are shepherd lovers, both of us. He actually helped us find our other shepherd that we have at home, Valor, and helped us with him as well. So he has two shepherds at home. So we kind of, it was one of those matches that just came very easily.
Bonded right away.
Yeah, we did bond right away. And when it came to Tinsley, this is a brand new thing for the police department, therapy work. And we didn't really have any experience on the police department with that. And Bill has a lot of experience with dogs, period. Not just search and rescue, but like in general, obedience. He has a agility barn that people come and use to train dogs. He trains dogs. I have referred lots of people to him. He is so knowledgeable in the field of training dogs. He is very well versed.
He's coming for an ego boost today.
Yeah.
But he deserves it.
He absolutely 100% deserves it. And he's just the best at what he does. He really is. So I just wouldn't really want to go to anybody else, to be honest with you. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go to anybody else.
So let's back up for a little bit, because, I mean, Lisa, we've had you on before with Tinsley. I mean, Tinsley was relatively young then, right? Or you just got
Yeah,
got
he
him
was
from
like
Florida?
10 months old.
He was 9 months old when I got him. He's been here just over a year.
Right.
So we got him last September. And then basically I came here and he had some basic obedience skills and that was it. So I got here and didn't have a ton of support because this was such a new thing. This is a new thing in policing, so the police departments don't really necessarily know how to handle that. So I leaned on Bill very heavily to help me in training him. And this is my first cattle dog, and cattle dogs have a very high drive. They need someone that is going to work with them and keep them busy. So having that agility barn right at my disposal, because Bill rents that barn and he refuses to let me pay him in any way, shape, or form outside of
a
t-shirt or a sweatshirt here or there.
Yeah.
And he won't let me pay to train for training either. So we have done agility work with Tinsley. He's helped me teach Tinsley tricks because we work in the schools with him and the kids love tricks. That's their thing.
Tricks.
Yes. Adults love them too. So anytime I want to try anything new, he's open to it and he helps us through that stuff. We did our first agility trials here just a couple months ago and it was quite comical, actually. Tinsley jumped out of the ring. He took me out. But we had a great time. He ran, jumped out of the ring to Bill when he saw Bill.
Oh, that's so funny.
Bill's his,
so
funny. His number two person, I think, for sure.
Your husband?
No,
I ended
not my
up
husband.
Hiding for the last couple of runs just so he wouldn't see me. So
what do you see? Give us like the cycle of Tinsley, like when you first saw him, intermediate, and now where you see him now.
When I first got the call from Lisa down in Florida saying, I got my dog, I said, what kind of dog did you get? And she said, Australian cattle dog. And I went, oh, okay.
That's
an extremely, they can be an extremely high drive dog. And getting control of them takes a lot of work. All I can say is that I just give Lisa things to work on and she works on them. And I can tell you, I've got a lot of people that come to me and I give them things to work on and they come back and they haven't worked on it at all. And every time Lisa came back, her dog was doing what she wanted it to do. So all the credit goes to her for doing the work.
What is some of that work? What are some of the things that you've been focused on?
With any time you get a new dog, my idea is to build a relationship as quick as you can with the dog, a good relationship. And that comes with, you know, spending a lot of time with the dog, rewarding the dog when it does something you want it to do. It's mostly positive training. Now, in a high-drive dog like Tinsley's or some of the canines on the force, you can't always be 100% positive. Sometimes you got to put your foot down and let them know who's boss. But for the most part, it's creating an atmosphere that the dog wants to be in, mm-hmm. wants to engage with you every chance it gets. If you can get to that point, you can pretty much train the dog to do anything.
Yeah, and I just want to say, you brought up a good point about the differences in the dog with what Tinsley does as a therapy dog to what our canines do that are on the street. Completely different jobs. Tinsley is not involved in any kind of arrest process or search or anything like that where our canines on the street are. They search for articles. They search for drugs. They apprehend people during arrests if they need to. But Tinsley doesn't do anything. Tinsley is like the feels of the department, right, and for our community. And she's been doing a great job in the community with him. But there's a distinct difference between a regular canine that's on the street and what Tinsley does in the therapy realm.
How do you, I'm curious, and I know Kinsley isn't one of those canines that we were just talking about, Sophia, but Bill, how do you train a canine to search and rescue?
If you've got the relationship built with the dog and it wants to be with you and it you give it reason to want to be with you, you could pretty much train them to do anything. As far as the search and rescue goes, my dogs are live find dogs. Live find area search, and what they have to do is they're off leash. So if we go to the woods, there's a kid missing in the woods, and I turn them loose, they are just going to range through that woods, and they can clear 50 acres, much faster than a search crew could. And at that point, they're trained to pull up in front of the person that they're looking for and bark. And that they bark until I can get there. And at my age, I'm going to be pretty far behind them. So it's just something, it's baby steps initially, little runaways and teasing them up with their toy, because that's all my dogs work for is a tug toy. And
everybody worked for a tug toy. Yeah.
if they know the person hiding for them in training has that toy, they're going to go until they drop. And sometimes you got to be careful if it's really hot out, because they will not quit. So
then what's so different then about, for example, Tinsley and a therapy dog? What is it that you're really training Tinsley to do?
Well, Tinsley needs to learn to hold back on some of that drive level. Probably the single most difficult thing with him is teaching him not to greet somebody with a jump. Okay. Yeah. And he's getting much better. We're still working on that a little bit, but, that's probably the toughest thing.
I think that's tough for all puppies.
Yeah, it is. It's the number one complaint, from people that come in to see me, my dog jumps on me. What can I do?
At the same time, as a human, the first thing I did, Lisa, when Tinsley walked in, I'm like, oh, come here. Egging him on.
Get excited.
They get excited. So I almost, can't totally fall. See, now he's coming over because he heard me say his name. You almost can't blame him. So, okay, aside from jumping else, and I love the way you almost said it, Sophia, too, that Tinsley's kind of the heartbeat, of the Fort Wayne Police Department. Yeah. How do you train this kind of tender, loving spirit of Tinsley?
Tinsley is a confident dog. If you can somehow increase your dog's confidence level so that they feel like they can handle anything that they run into, and you do that usually from a young dog. You start teaching him that loud noises aren't bad, thunder's not bad, things like that. If you've got a dog that's afraid of thunder and is climbing up your back every time there's a rainstorm, that sort of thing, they're lacking in confidence. And so everything you do with the dog from the time you get it is to try to expose them to stuff like that gradually, and let them know that it's not going to hurt them. If they just throw it off, you reward them. If they just don't care, you reward them,
Yeah. And not to interrupt you, but how much of that is confidence in the handler? Like, it goes to the dog,
yes,
right?
Yes, a lot is confidence in the handler, and that's where your relationship comes in. Your dog needs to have confidence that you're going to take care of the situation. If something like that happens, I'm not worried about it. My mom's got this, That's the thing we're looking for in the dog. And Tinsley did come to us with some pretty good confidence level. He's a solid dog, which I was really happy to see.
Yeah. And I will say, just to kind of reiterate, when we had him on the last show, we told you all about him. But I just want to say he came from us from the Paws and Stripes College, which is a inmate run program from Brevard, Florida. So they use inmates to train the dog. So the male inmates get him for 6 weeks, the female inmates get him for 6 weeks, and then Lisa went down to train with him for a week and get acclimated to each other and sent before she brought him home. But they do all rescue dogs, so they go to a no-kill shelter. They extract dogs that they think will fit the program and fit what they're trying to do. So they have a very vast variety of uses for the dogs, between therapy, helping vets, helping kids with emotional needs. So they have a lot of different programs, and this is a free
thing
that they do out of that county, and they use commissary money to train these dogs and use these inmates, and the inmates get such a reward. They get unconditional love from the animal, and it just helps them in their emotional healing process. And it was a wonderful thing. And when Lisa searched this out, when we decided we were going down this road, she found that program, and I was like, that is complete fit to everything we're doing here on the police department. Yes. So she went down there, and we've been, she is very hard on herself, and she never gives herself enough credit. But I've seen the change in Tinsley and what his progression has been since we first had him. I'm not a huge dog person. I like other people's dogs. But I Tinsley has just grown on me over time. Now I make him treats and stuff like that. So he's just really great. And I can see the confidence she has when she's with him and vice versa he has with her. So I just think it's a great program, and I'm so grateful that we were allowed to do this test run. And who knows what the future may hold.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to ask you that, Lisa, too, in terms of, you know, you got him a little over a year ago now. How much
yes.
have you seen him change over the last year?
I've seen him change quite a bit. He has calmed down a lot. Not quite where I want him to be yet, but we're getting there. There's a lot of things that we've done with him. I've been working in some of the elementary schools with him. Second and third grade level, I just started with some third graders. And to see the looks on those kids' faces when I show up in the classroom is, I can't even describe that. Last year, I was in one school, and we had a little girl that basically was afraid of dogs, and it was a cultural thing. And we went from her, you know, staying behind her desk to eventually coming over and touching him to the last couple of weeks of school. She couldn't wait to see him and wanted to pet him.
So you're in some of the same classrooms regularly?
Yes. So at one of the schools I go to I go to second grade classes and then a couple of the other classrooms as well. And then in another school, it's all the third grade. I kind of rotate between the third grade classrooms. And then here in a few weeks, I'm going to start a program that I've named Tales with Tinsley. And I think he's ready. Basically, what that program is going to be is children that are struggling on their own reading. They are going to read just to Tinsley with no judgment.
I love this.
Yes. So it builds the child's self-confidence because no one's judging them. Tinsley certainly isn't going to judge the way that they're reading. And it's good for Tinsley. The issue with Tinsley is he needs to lay still for 10 minutes mm-hmm. while the child reads. So that's the progression that we've been working. That's what Bill was talking about is when you have a high drive dog, they want to be busy. They want to do things. And Tinsley, we've been working towards that. And it's kind of funny, like Tinsley is still considered a work dog. He's not a canine, but he is a work dog. And there is a routine that he has. So he understands the difference when he's at work. I put that vest that he has on now.
Yeah.
He does. It's a routine. So when I put him in the car, I put him in the car and I say, we're going to work. I strap his vest on, and then I give him a little kiss on his head. He gives me a little growl back, and he knows he's going to work. And honestly, when I'm in the office, he'll just lay in the hallway out there by me and just lay down and be fine. But he is not like that at home at all.
So when you take him home, yeah. you take
he's
the vest off.
He's a little wild at home.
He's, you know.
I take the vest off, and we have playtime for about 10 minutes, so he understands, hey, I'm at home, and everything's cool at home, and we have other dogs at home that he plays with. So at home, he doesn't really just lay down and chill out.
Right.
So there's definitely I'm glad because I have work to do at work sometimes
right.
and I need
right.
him to lay down and be calm. But yeah, we've been working on that. And again, with Bill's help and him helping guide me with how do I do this? How do I do that? He helps me like, okay, let's try this and let's try this. So I'm going to start that program earlier than I thought I would.
Oh, my gosh, that's
yeah.
amazing.
Right now, I just go in. We talk about the difference between the police dogs and Tinsley and what Tinsley's job is. And then I'll read a book to the kids. So we're building the relationship. It's not just always about Tinsley. It's about building the relationship between the police and
right.
the kids, too, and the community. And they have an opportunity to ask questions of me, too, if they have questions. And then I'm reading to them. So we're building that bond with the kids as well. And then now we're going to start this new program, Tales with Tinsley, where the children that are struggling get an opportunity to read to him and build their reading skills.
I love that. And I actually really love, like you just said, too, yes, it's about Tinsley, but it's also not all about Tinsley. And especially for kiddos, you know, you see police officers, sometimes it can be scary. It can
yes.
be intimidating. I mean, D.C. McKinney walks in here when he's in full uniform. I'm still slightly intimidated, and I know the guy really well, you know. And so what a great way to approach to approach kids, to approach second graders, third graders with, you know, beautiful Tinsley, friendly Tinsley, kind Tinsley, like really, you know, unalarming. And like, oh, maybe Lisa Officer Woods isn't so bad. Maybe the police aren't so bad. What a great way to open that door and the lines of communication.
Yeah. And ideally, you know, when we first got Tinsley, he is and primarily used for officers. So that's his primary function. But all this, but there's not always something for him to do. So Lisa uses Tinsley in a therapy fashion for officers who have been involved in critical incidents. So if something happens critically, Tinsley is deployed, if you will, and he goes and he's just there for pets and hugs and love. And because we know that petting an animal for any period of time significantly reduces blood pressure mm-hmm. and helps your stress level, helps you work through your stress cycle. I mean, it's proven, it's scientific fact. So she's used him at Indiana State for the Indiana State Police. She's used him for our own department. She's gone out to some high schools for trauma. And yeah, that's not police based, but you know what? He gets that working knowledge of working with people for what they need. And it just helps him then when we go move forward with our own people. He's had more interactions and he's just knows what to do. And it just gives him a little more knowledge base in his head about what his primary function is. But all these other programs she's doing is just extra icing on the cake and a way to get Tinsley acclimated to people because that's really his primary function.
Bill, have you ever trained a dog like Tinsley before?
A high drive dog?
Yeah.
Well, my dogs are extremely high drive. Yes. I've trained several now. Yeah.
So, I mean, with that being said, and with all the dogs you have trained, is it just like music to your ears to hear about? I mean, Lisa's talking about, hey, we're going to be able to do this program earlier than expected and be around second graders, third
absolutely.
Graders.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was on board with this the minute she came to me with it. That's why I don't charge her. This is fun for me, and it's kind of rewarding, you know. So.
Are you like open for business? I mean, can anyone listening right now be like, hey, Bill, I've got this high charge dog that needs some obedience training?
I don't advertise at all. I'm a little
so
known.
So don't call Bill.
He's retired, really, right? Yeah. This is just fun.
I will say Lisa mentioned one thing that I forgot to touch on, and that's routine. When you're talking about getting a dog, you know, acclimated to things. Routine is extremely important, and people get away from that. You know, if you feed a dog at the same time, if you potty a dog at the same time all the time, the dog knows what it's there for, knows what it's supposed to do, and it'll do it. If you're all over the board and not following some kind of a routine, that you'll pay for that later on. So just another tip if you want it.
I like routine too. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Same. I'm the exact same way, Sophia. Bill, I met you at a dinner not too long ago. It was an awards banquet for the FOP. Mm-hmm. With the Lodge, Sophia. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Indiana Wayne Lodge 14.
Thank you. Goodness gracious, I went blank there. But Bill, you were there receiving, I believe, what, as a citizenship award.
A citizens award. Yes.
Citizens award. Lisa, did you nominate him for that because of this work that he's been doing?
I did, secretly.
And so he didn't know?
He did not know.
No, I did not know. My wife knew and kept it a secret. I had no clue.
Well, now that I know the whole story, I feel like it's so well deserved. And I love that you both are sitting here like sharing the accolades. No, it's Tinsley. No, it's Lisa. No, it's Bill. I mean, I think you both might have the coolest jobs ever.
I can tell anybody what to do, but they got to do it. And Lisa does it. So.
Well, she needs to know what to be told to do, right? So I appreciate you bringing Tinsley back in. Maybe I don't know. I feel like maybe even a year from now, we still need to check back in and see how it's going.
Oh, we will. We'll do check-ins every now and again because there's new programs coming up. We'll see what works, what doesn't, what Tinsley is really doing well at, what he's not doing so much. And we'll cut off some stuff and add some stuff, and you never know what's going to come down the pipe.
Speaking of programs, really quick, the Tales with Tinsley. You know, if that takes off, is that something schools can contact you for if they want to be involved or if they want to try it out? Or have you not got that far
Lisa
yet?
Lisa is one person, so we get a lot of calls.
Yeah, Tinsley is actually, me taking care of Tinsley is secondary to my primary job as community relations liaison. So I have a full schedule right now with the two schools that I already have. It doesn't mean that I can't or won't hear from other schools or take on what, you know, I can't put people on a list. Mm-hmm. I haven't had, basically the second school that contacted me, I was able to take on with not a problem because last year I worked with another elementary school. The teacher went to a pre-K group and I could not. Those kids are way too young for Tinsley. Yeah. But I don't like to tell people no. Sophia can tell you that. So I have a really hard time saying no to people. So I'll do what I can. But she's right. I'm one person. Mm-hmm. And honestly, these dogs are doing so much. And I'm trying to get him involved in everything I can. Victim stuff is another thing I'm trying to get him involved in, because that's another thing the dogs are doing throughout the country. They're working with victims. So I actually will be doing some of that work with our victims assistance office next week. I'm looking forward to that. Kids will disclose 70 to 80% more with the dog present. So that's something that's another avenue. Yeah. Yes.
It's amazing. Just the all of the research that's done with dogs, and especially children and children victims, and just children in general with reading and just slowing down and absorbing. The dog actually absorbs energy from the person it's with. So it can take that negative energy, that stress energy, and it can take that from that person and calm them. This is scientific fact. This is not mojo stuff. So these dogs are incredible. And I love this program. I love that she's doing so much with it and just trying everything. She doesn't say no to anything, which is good and bad. But at the same time, it gives Tinsley more interface with the community, with kids. And this is all he needs to just progress in his, you know, to just calm down and steady himself. And it's a wonderful program. And I say yes to whatever she wants to do. It's her schedule. As long as she keeps up with everything, you know, and she's a worker. And that's what's incredible about her. And I couldn't have think of anyone else that would have run this program the way she's run it.
Well, it's clearly a program that's grown exponentially just in the last year.
Yes.
Because as mentioned, we've had you on before, Lisa, with Tinsley. If you've missed that episode or any previous episode of Unholstered, you can download Unholstered anywhere you download a podcast. Officer Woods, Bill, thanks for coming in. Keep up the work. I swear you both have some of the coolest jobs ever. Your town, your team, your topics. This is Unholstered.
Thanks for listening to Unholstered. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search Unholstered.
Podcasts by Federated Media.